You sure you want to shuffle the cards?
Are you ready? Are you ready to get beat?
That's nah, the last time you talked all this hot shit, and what happened?
You beat me.
Exactly. So
barely.
Not barely.
Barely.
So I'm here to retain my Uno championship.
Nah, I will take it today.
Lies.
Definitely take it.
So welcome to another episode of Game Night with Mike and Nelly. We have had, you know, celebrated Black love for Black History Month. So shout out to Brooklyn Black and his wife and also Live Johnson and his girl, Jess, for sharing their love stories and trials and tribulations with us.
Mm-hmm.
As we are on our own journey, we are, what is it? He's passed 90 days that...
Past the 90 days.
All my friends are always like, they don't last long. My friends don't like me, clearly.
No, we know this.
But so we're what, month four and?
Yeah.
Four and a half and?
We just went month four on the 9th.
Yeah. He remembered this time, guys.
Not this time.
I was excited.
Don't do that.
Okay, no. All right, let me...
This
all right,
time.
I take that back. Four. Not this time. But typically, I would be the one to be like, what's today?
And then I'd be like, oh, it's our anniversary. I think me being married and all of that stuff, days don't, those things don't matter to me.
Oh, they
but
matter.
I have to be mindful that
they matter.
I do have a girlfriend that likes that stuff.
Yeah.
So I am mindful of the days, even
thank
if it's the day before or the day of.
Yeah.
But at least not.
But remember. This time around, he said it without me prompting him. So that's why I was like, oh my God, you remember.
Did you
but
even not, remember?
And I did.
Oh, you were just waiting on me.
Yeah. Okay. It's hard to forget. So October 9th is our anniversary. So when we get to the fall, we'll be 12 months in the game.
Right.
But it's just funny because... I can't forget it because the date of it is a month and a day after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then our anniversary is, what, 2.5 weeks before his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So Mikey's birthday is in October and then my birthday is in September. So our anniversary is kind of like the middle ground.
Yeah.
It's
just problematic.
Shit is. It's beyond.
Problematic.
It's not okay. Like, we should have, and it's funny, we should have waited to like 10, 10, 20.
That would have been fire.
But, you know, somebody asked me the day before. It was a Sunday.
Was it a Sunday?
No.
No.
No, it was a Monday.
Right.
It was a Monday. The Sunday was because we had the viewing party and you was trying to front like you was going to ask me and I was just like, are you trying to ask me something?
We had a viewing party.
It was that 8th.
Because
you
what
went.
Was it for?
I don't remember because we was all in each other's face like nobody's business.
At Legends?
Yeah.
The night before that Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is actually the plus and minus of our relationship is that there's certain things that he remembers where I don't and vice versa. So
yeah.
I highly always recommend getting someone that's going to
it's going to balance you out.
Yeah. Because I don't be shit just, I don't, he remembers probably more than I do.
No.
I'm yeah.
Old. I don't remember nothing.
Old is an understatement.
All right.
But this episode is strictly our rematch. So if anyone that has, you know, and once again, thank you for anyone that has tuned in and listened and viewed our episodes. Our very first episode, we played Uno.
Right. That's one of our favorite games. If not our favorite game.
Yeah. Like,
I think that's something we bonded on.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, it was Uno.
And like that, we're both super competitive, so yeah,
especially in Uno.
Yeah.
So it's like it made sense to start off the podcast with Uno, and now I'm here for my revenge because I don't lose. I figured her out.
No, you didn't.
I won't lie. I haven't figured her out. I figured out what I was doing wrong. So I gotta play a certain way in order to play her because I play technically and she plays simply. So because she plays simple.
Did you just try to call me a basic bitch?
No, not at all.
I felt that.
I just feel like the way I've learned to play Uno is wildly different from how others play Uno.
Yes.
So the way I think and the way I view the cards and how I play the cards are different. But I can't play that way against somebody who doesn't play that same way.
No.
Because then I can't understand what you have. I can't read your cards. I can't understand what cards you have. I can't understand how you're going to play. You play erratically. Throw draws weird. You throw reverses weird. It's just
The one thing Mikey did teach me was he was like, always hold your skips and your draws.
Yeah, because at the end of the game, it's quicker to get out.
So that was the one takeaway. Like when we first started like getting to know each other and we would play Uno at the house all the time. And like he taught me that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to hold him to that.
Mm-hmm.
So then that I feel like that upped my game just a smidge.
It did. It's one of those things that I learned as I played.
So we got the rematch going.
The Uno Minimalista cards. So
yeah, so if you they are some sleek ass.
Right, they're on like these card weird shiny card stock.
Yeah, so
just full colors.
My lovely significant other has to learn, and I think he's starting to learn that he can't just tell me things and not think that they're not gonna happen.
That's correct. Because
so
she's just gonna go out and just get shit
and get it. Yeah, because I'm always that. So for Valentine's Day, and of course this one's not big on like stuff like that. Like Christmas, we did good.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays, you know, his birthday.
I don't view birthdays the same way she views birthdays
at all.
So it's like I gotta learn to actually do that because I think birthdays are like the biggest holiday for her.
Yes.
So I have
outside
to
of Christmas
switch that.
My birthday is the biggest.
She be planning my friend's birthdays and shit. She be like, "What's Live?"
Yeah, I did. His friend on the last episode. Shout out to Live Johnson. He turns the big 4-0 in August, and he had told me that. See, he shouldn't tell me that because now I'm sitting here thinking like, "What are we gonna do? That's a big birthday. Like, you can't. You know, I mean, I did what 31 wasn't. You know, extravaganza, especially because we were living in a pandemic." But I made sure that I still did something both here in my city and I went away because that's just my tradition. Like, I didn't feel like the pandemic should stop what I've been doing and that I planned out to do, you know, the past 6 years. Like, my 25th birthday, when I went to DR, I said, every birthday I will not spend in New York. I will always travel for my birthday. And every birthday except for one because of I had started a new job and I couldn't get PTO until after my 90 days,
right.
But I ended up actually doing a solo trip like the weekend before my birthday. And I went to Niagara Falls for the first time. So that still counts, I guess. But I always said I would go away for my birthday. So,
right.
So we just gotta, you know, oh shit.
Okay. So before we get started, what's the rules? What are we playing?
Oh, okay. So
I'm going to let you choose the rules. I'm going to let you play how you want to play.
Pick up until you can play.
Pick up until you can play.
And let's do number stacks. We haven't done stacks at all.
So what's your definition of number stacks?
My nigga, number stacks. Are you kidding me?
Nope. Because people will tell you that it's...
What's your definition?
Listen, I play Uno however plays. So
okay.
I'm just asking, so number stacks is any color as long as it's the same number.
Correct.
All right. So then
what
we good.
Other
no, because
number
some people
stacks.
Will say number stacks is the same number, but it has to be the same color. So that's why I ask these questions.
No.
That's why I ask those questions because everybody plays Uno differently.
That's just stacks.
Right. But everybody plays, but when they'll say number stacks. And I'll be like, okay, what do you mean? I always make sure that I get
fine.
The rules defined.
For the game, we're going to do pick up until you can play if you don't have the card. And we're going to do number stacks. So it can be any color. It just has to be the same number.
You also, I want to put this in. If you have a card that you can play, you have to play. So if you're going to pick up and you catch a draw in your hand and it's the color or it's a draw four, you have to play it. You can't hold it.
Fine. Because he know I'll hold the
draw. Right.
I'll pick up.
You're holding on draws.
And
so
I'll hold on draws.
So
okay, so
I dealt. So you go first.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
How has it been being in a relationship for 4 months? This is our 4 month. This is our check in.
Four-month check-in.
Wait, can you put it, like, in the middle or something? Like,
yeah, take the cards. Put them where you need to put them.
No, I meant, like, to pick them up. No. Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Okay, I think that's better.
That's better? Okay.
Yeah.
For me, it's been good. It's been a ride. You know, I've gotten to know you a lot better on a you know, intimate level. And
the color is blue.
I get to know you as a person, as a friend. I learn the ins and outs of you, like what you like.
Three things you learned about me?
One thing I've learned is, hold on.
Are you serious right now?
Relax. one thing I learned is, if you want something done, you're going to get it done. And you're not going to wait on anybody to get anything done. You're going to get it done. So. Can you play?
Hold on. You put something on these cards. Because there's no way that you had such the hands you have.
How? What are you talking about?
Continue, though.
So, yeah, if you want something to get done, you're going to get it done. Not going to wait for anybody to get it done. I admire that about you so much that you make sure that shit is going to get right. And it's going to be right. I've learned that you're very, very compassionate. And I think a lot of people don't know that about you. I think people think you're just super closed in and super, like, I don't know. Just like people are not receptive.
Green.
Whoa, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that is that a wild is card. At first, I thought it was a skip, then I realized no, that wasn't what. Oh, what the fuck? Go ahead, as you were saying.
I think people are afraid. People are afraid that you're not approachable. And you are. You're very approachable. I think you're very easy to talk to. You're a very good person to talk to about anything.
Yes, I'm green.
Uno. And the third thing would be, you're super knowledgeable about just like everything.
You think?
Yeah, you've
read.
I don't want to say surprise me, Uno.
I gotta get out of this blue.
Like, we can just have conversations, and I just, like, a lot of times when I have conversations with people, it's usually one-sided. I'm usually always talking. I'm usually always giving advice, and it's never a two-sided conversation. It's never us going back and forth, and I feel like you stay with me in the conversation. You know how to come back and keep the conversation flowing. You know, me and you could talk for hours just about nothing. And
about everything and nothing.
Right. Uno. Green.
Shit.
That's it. So, yeah, I love our conversation. Like, I love it. Uno out. I love our conversation. So.
All right, that's one game. What, best of five?
Best of five is fine. So, I think that's one of the things that I love about you the most is that we can talk just about anything. Mm-hmm. And for hours, time could just go by. And be like, damn, we just been talking. We just been kicking it.
That was the other night when we woke up in the middle of the night.
Right.
We was up.
We just up. That was last night. Last night we was up talking.
Shit.
Last night we was just up talking. But that's, you know, that's something that's different that I've never had. Somebody that I can get up in the middle of the night, we're up, and we just talk. Mm-hmm. And it don't have to be about anything specific or anything, you know, in general. We talk about how we feel. We talk about what we've seen on TV, what we want to do today.
Yeah, we were watching that. It's low-key stupid, but It was like that BattleBot shit.
Oh, that shit was wild. we got caught in a black hole with BattleBots.
We was in the fucking Matrix. Fucking BattleBots.
Black battle hole bot. With BattleBots last night. That was crazy.
It was just wild. Because, I don't know, it gave me like wrestling, boxing,
right.
Like sports, competitive.
It was something mode. That I used to watch. So it just really gave me like that old school kid vibe. Like I was like, yo, I remember when I used to watch BattleBots. Like
I would watch it here and there. That's why I was like, we could indulge in it for a little bit. But then we got stuck.
Right. It was just like.
And I had to change the channel.
The announcer was wild.
The commentary was wild.
Ridiculous. They was rhyming with everything. It was crazy. So three things you learned about me in these past 4 months.
You're super supportive. And I think that for me is everything. Especially, you know, with the podcast and just, you know, professionally and personally, like, you know, me trying to go back to school or, you know, thank you, babe. Or stuff going on at work or just all around, like just being a positive addition to my support system. I think that is one of the things that I love about you the most is that, you know, I can confide in you and I can say I think it's super important, and it's just in general, like for anyone listening, whether you're in a relationship or not, to be with someone that is not only your other half, but also like one of your closest friends or like someone you can just sit and be goofy and laugh with and just enjoy each other's company. That's super important. And I think I don't take that for granted at all when it comes to us. It's like, I'll be able to look at you 1 minute and be like all over you and be like, you still fine. And then the next minute be like, yo, son, let me talk to you real quick about something. Like,
that's a fact.
Like, it's something that I've never had. Like, I think it's always, you know, a positive thing. So you being supportive, you being somebody I can confide in, and you just being probably more motivated, I would say, even though you say it's because of me and it's not, I don't believe in that. I can't take credit for that. But just seeing you being motivated to being a better you, a better dad, a better friend, just a better person overall and wanting better for yourself and for you. Like, that makes me happy for you because I never wanted to be where, you know, you never want to be with somebody that's doing things because of you. Like, right. That's just never, that's actually one of the probably most unhealthiest things.
It's problematic.
Shit is not okay.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the most unhealthy things to do with someone.
Nice play.
The color is yellow.
Just then. It was over with.
The color is yellow.
It's on you. That was a good play because I was just about to win.
Uno.
Ooh. She caught off. Because I was dead about to win. If you ain't play that down, that was a good play. That was a good play.
I'm just saying.
Because I was just about to get it.
I had to come back.
That was it.
This nigga thought he had me.
That was it.
But no, but seeing you motivated, you putting out your song, Cheap Plug, make sure to either purchase or stream Bad by Michael Bostic. You know, I'm super proud of him.
Yeah, my single is out right now. So everybody wants to check it, go check it.
So, but stuff like that, like just things that in the beginning when we were just talking and didn't think of anything coming to fruition, to see some things play out, is just, just as much as you're proud of me is how I feel about you. And, you know, it just being a part of your journey. Like, I feel blessed that I'm able to see things live and in color because it's just like, I don't think sometimes you realize like how dope and amazing you are. And I've always said that from day one, like even like without you knowing. And I would tell like friends of mine, like, yo, this dude is dope. Like, and I couldn't find any other words to use because it was just like, he's just so dope. Like, I can laugh with him. I could be goofy with him. I could talk to him about wrestling. I could talk to him about music. We could watch, like, we dead ass binge on Saw.
Right. We binge Jerry Springer.
We fucking, okay, us liking Jerry Springer is low-key problematic.
It's just wild.
But I don't know what it is, but we just fucking love that shit. We in it. Like, it'll be in the morning, and we'll have our morning tea, and just be like, Jerry, that's it.
Yep, it's time for Jerry.
Yep, so those things is what I would say that I can appreciate more. I don't know.
So in 4 months, any changes that you would like to see? Green.
Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Never mind. I thought that was a...
Right, so any changes?
How you gonna... You think you slick, you gonna play that?
What did I play? I played right.
Hold on, because I'm focused now.
Yeah, she's focused. She wild focused.
I am. Oh. Well, you ain't got no blue. All right. Any changes that I would think of?
Next 4 months, what do you want to change? What do you want to see change in our relationship or in me or in you or anything of that nature?
I think definitely closer to the end of the next 4 months, but I definitely think you get to a point of kind of integrating different personal sides, like maybe possibly like us meeting each other's parents and things like that. Like, I never want to position you to feel like or feel like you forced to integrate me into your child's life right now, because I just think that's still, you still have some things on your end,
right?
That's with that that has to be done, and I think that sometimes, you know, because someone asked me the other day, was like, how is it, you know, dating, or asked me like, would you date somebody with kids? I forgot what. Oh, when we were, shout out to Amanda, check out that right. song, Talk.
Yeah, I think that's, I think I
remember we were on the live.
Right.
And Gene had asked, he was like, oh, would you talk to someone with a child?
And like, I was like,
that shit is, first of all, anything after 25, you are lucky if you find a nigga without no kids. Like,
this,
period.
This day and age, that's this true.
Day, this rock and roll age, like, it's going to be that blue. So when he asked me that, I said, yeah, I'm already
green.
Sorry, y'all, I'm a little focused.
She focused.
Because it's tired. Shit.
So I think meeting your mom is important, I think, within the next few months.
Yeah, likewise. I think
my mom is ready to meet you, so it's not like that's a problem. That could happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's ready. But
him asking, like, oh, like, how, you know, because I guess, not for nothing, some, you know, everybody's green. Experience is different. And, you know, some people can't handle dealing with somebody that already has a child, because you have those conversations of, do you want more kids? Do you, you know, where do you see yourself, you know, as a parent and things like that? Like, my college roommate, shout out to Susan, who I love so much. I was a maid of honor at her wedding. Susan, in the beginning, she was definitely also like, I never want to date somebody with kids. And her husband now has a daughter. And at first, she thought it was going to be difficult. And she kind of almost steered away from it the first time around. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's not for everyone. Not everybody can deal with it. But it's just important to understand and respect the relationship. I think for me, it's important for me to respect the relationship that Mikey has with the mother of his child, and make sure that, you know, when he's ready for that, then that happens. But that's not, you know, that's not something that's a tomorrow thing.
Right.
But the next 4 months, I definitely want us to go on another trip.
Where are we trying to go?
I don't know.
That was grimy right there. That was grimy as hell.
I didn't think it was gonna the right play, actually.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, it says wintry mix turning into snow overnight.
This weather's been incredibly crazy.
What else? So where to go? I don't know. I think one of the things that's different for me, because the last two situations that I was in, they were long distance.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad play. That was a bad play.
So it be them being long distance, I had a reason to travel. But then now, are we doing stacks on draws? Maybe that should have been asked.
If you want to, you pop, get it popping.
Nah, I'm good.
Get it popping.
I'm good.
Get it popping.
I'm good.
You tell me what you want to do.
I'm good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Get it popping. Get it popping. What you want to do? The draws is coming out. You want to play them games, girl. You know I hold them.
I know. That's why I'm like, that's why I'm like, ah.
But
yeah, I would love to do another trip, whether it's like a weekend or anything like that. And then the next 4 months, because what, that'd be 8. Oh, God.
Right. We'd be moving.
Man. Yeah, it'd be like real life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just would want your EP to be done and out.
So in the next 4, that's doable. That's actually doable.
I mean, when you make goals, and this is that's in doable. General, you want to make goals that are obtainable. You never want to just set something and it not be something you can succeed in.
Correct.
Like, you do want to challenge yourself, so you want to give yourself, you know, something like, oh, I may or may not. But you never want to do some outlandish shit like, you know, oh, somebody, you could be like, oh, I'm going to get $1 million in a year.
Right, yeah, no, that's not.
That may or may not, happen, but
I mean, that's not in the reach of like something that's possible like ASAP. Like,
right.
You gotta have like a surefire plan for that shit to happen. And everything go right. Or somebody die and leave you some money.
Correct. What?
Oh. Oh. Okay. That's it?
Go ahead, yeah. Fuck. What do you want in the next 4 months?
I want you to start getting ready for school. I think okay. That's my biggest thing for you, is I want you to get ready for La Escuela.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, no.
What? This nigga had a draw for. Okay, that's 2.
2-1. Baby.
I messed up on that play. I should have played my stacks, and I played 1, and I was like, you know what? If I would have got rid of them cards, I'd have been all right. I saw it.
Baby.
Okay, okay.
You talking all this hot girl shit over here.
Listen, this is early. It's early.
We 3 games in.
Right, we 3 games in. At least they're not taking on like the last ones. The last
yo,
ones,
I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Forever hands, yo. That's crazy.
What rules were we playing? Oh, you know what? We weren't playing stacks.
Right. And so that does helps. Make the game go faster.
See, we're learning how to do this game night thing as we go along. Because, you know, we did trial and error. When we did Trouble with Amanda and Dre. It was just like, okay, we know we can't really do board games.
We can't do board games, right.
That's a dub.
Card games are fine.
Card games are simple.
Drinking games are fine.
Drinking games are a plus.
And y'all know if y'all have any, you know, suggestions or whatever, y'all can always hit us up and let us know.
Like, absolutely.
What games y'all want to see us play or topics y'all want us to talk about.
You know,
about.
Maybe when it starts getting warm, we can do something outside. Or hopefully when the world is a little better, we can host our own game night. That'll be dope.
That would be dope.
Actually.
That would be dope. Mm-hmm. I gotta shuffle these cards a little better.
Nope.
Next time.
You sure don't.
Next time. They come out a little bit like same color.
So. That's how my first hand was. That's how I was like, are you?
My first hand was like that too.
Are you really kidding me right now? Me going back to school, what else?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, for us, travel a little bit. I think a little bit. You know, I can't really go too many places, but I definitely want to try to do some Uno. I definitely want to try to do something.
Shit, how'd you get Uno so fast?
Yeah, you see how I move.
How you want to know?
You see how I
That's fucked
move.
Up because you sat you here and was like, I got a you made it seem like you had a shitty hand.
I mean, when all your colors is the same color, it's not that shitty if you're going to play it.
Damn.
Plus, I played it right that time.
Yes.
Uno.
Fuck me.
Yellow. If you got a draw, you got to play it. You can't
I don't
hold
have
it.
A draw.
You got to hold it. You can't hold it.
Yes. Ooh. God is good. What? All the time.
Let's see. All right.
Okay, so I can play yellow.
You can play, yeah. This nigga hit me like that. Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to go. I need to make a trip to Atlanta.
Okay.
So I definitely want to do that because I do want you to meet Pops. What else? Uno. I want us to...
Uno.
I just want us to keep communicating. I think that's very important. That's one of those most important things for me is just communication is so important. Uno, I'm out.
Yo! Woo! Are you serious? Fuck.
That's it.
That was wild.
That's crazy.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
Oh, shit. All right, so it's two up.
Oh, God. Now the pressure.
Oh, I play well under pressure.
Oh, shut up. So when you say communication, we spoke about in pre-production mode before we got on camera. How to keep... I feel like this is definitely something I would love to ask live and just, though.
I mean, we could always do that.
No, but, like, how do you keep, like, the romance? Like, I feel like subconsciously, I think I always think about that. Like, how do I keep, you know, him interested? How do I keep him, like, intrigued or, like, coming back? Like, I think subconsciously I think about that probably more than you do.
Yeah, I'm...
Cause like,
I think
how
I'm
do you,
just super
how do you
confident.
Keep the romance?
So it's like, I feel like at any moment, I can just pull out something and it'll be good.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? So
pull something out right now.
Whoa.
Okay, no.
Don't do that.
Yeah, sorry.
Y'all already.
I realized who the fuck I was talking to. Sorry.
Right.
My bad.
No, I mean, as far as like, I pay attention.
Way more than
so,
I. Well, no.
No, you pay attention too. You pay attention too.
I pay attention to what I want to.
But that's okay though, because you pay attention enough to know what I like and what I don't like.
Yes.
So,
I mean, that I feel like it's important to know. So I never want it to be.
For 100% of your attention, because I know you got job interior stuff, you got this, you got work, you got school coming up, you got family, you know what I'm saying? So many other things. You got friends, you're dealing with that. So I never ask for 100% of your time. Just give me time. You know what I'm saying? Give me something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't ask for weeks or days or if you give me an hour, if you give me a phone call, that's cool. As long as I know that you're, okay. As long as I know that you're thinking about me and you have me in your mind, I'm good. I'm sorry. I just want to tell you that now. Oh, you pulled a me just now. Okay.
Okay, the conversation may have to be paused.
Right, because this shit is intense.
It's game five, guys. I feel like I'm the Chicago Bulls. Shit. And I low-key gotta pee.
That was nice. Whew. Red. That's so bad, Uno. That's so bad.
How's that bad?
Ah, so bad. So bad. That was
you
literally.
You fucked up?
No, that was just not the card I needed. Fuck. But, yeah, I think just giving me time, spending time with me, giving me just that little bit of your life, that little piece, is dope. And like I said, I pay attention. Like, I know what you like, what you don't like. I know how to move around you. You need a plate?
No. Oh. I thought you had the color, so that's why I was like.
I'm going to play this shit. Green.
Shit.
I think, Whoa.
Okay.
Did all I have to put another 7 down? It's wild. Red.
Green.
Oh no.
Fuck me. Don't do that. Are you serious?
Come on with it.
This ain't spit. Oh, that's what we should play.
All right. But it's been a minute, so you're probably going to beat me. But the next time we do.
We should play. We be talking about spit the other episode.
This is how I play dominoes, though, so.
That's annoying as fuck.
That was lucky.
Oh, because you could have been the number. Sorry, guys. This is the most probably intense game.
This is super intense.
Damn.
That's wild. Let's go.
The fuck?
Let's go. All right, let me get these cards together.
So that's not even fair, but what's the color?
I'm going to go blue. 1, 2. I'm sorry, so sorry. That was a good play.
Doesn't know yet. I think I agree.
Change the color now.
I am. The color's blue.
All right. That's wild. That's wild, yo. That's crazy.
So, for those that are watching and listening, we did the best of 5. And who won again? The reigning defending.
You won.
Uno, la champion.
That shit got really tense.
Yo, it was, quiet. Sorry.
Right, so now
it was audio silence.
Finished.
It was radio silence.
Because that shit got intense.
I was like, I'm not about to lose.
Yo, you was about to, too. You came with that draw 4. That threw me all
that
the way.
That actually was your fault. Because when you drew me is when I picked up that card. So you did it. It was a domino effect at that point.
All right. So, good game.
Good sport. Good sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what's so funny, though? So those that are listening, so the viewers and everyone, when we play at home, he wins.
You waxing that ass.
He wins.
She don't like it neither.
I don't. I'm such the sore loser. It's not even funny. Like, I will legit, I'd rather throw all the cards on the floor and tell him to play 52 pickup than lose.
That's your word?
Yeah. I haven't done it.
You gonna splash the cards on the floor? You just gonna smack the whole deck?
First of all, you told me the other day that for the first time, Michael Bostic did Sip and Paint the other day.
My first Sip and Paint the other day.
And we painted boats and holes. That's what we should have labeled
boats
it.
Boats and holes.
So we did a painting and I forgot what he said to me, but I was just like, yo, how would you feel right now if I, like, finger painted your face? Like, if I just put my hand in paint and just, boom, right in your face.
And I was like, that's breakup terms.
Dick says breakup terms. Like, what?
Because I still got to go outside like that.
But I told him, I said, I clean up your face before you go out.
Come on with it.
All right. All right. You want one more?
You can get one more. One more just for the road.
Okay. So what's one thing you would change about our situation?
Nothing. I'm very happy and content the way things are going right now.
Content is a real, I hate that word.
It's, yeah, okay, content may not be the right word, yeah. But I feel at peace. I feel at peace, and I wouldn't change that.
Right, because if you alter it, that's going to probably shift and alter everything else.
If it progresses from something else, then that is what it is. That's life, but...
Because, you know, they, you know, you learn that, and we spoke about, like, that on, check out Sazone Talk.
Shout out Sazone Talk.
Talk about, you know, we probably owe an episode to you, Andre.
Yeah, Andre.
But we talked about, like, do you believe everyone has three great loves?
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
You're the third, so that's it. That's it.
I ain't want to tell him, but
pressure. That's it.
After that, actually,
after that, it's whole season.
That was yo. So that's the one thing we both said in the beginning.
I think we said that in the beginning, like, yo, this
off,
shit don't work.
Off the like on the table in the beginning, even probably before we made it official. I was like, listen, I really don't. Dating is really really cool, but I'm tapped out. I ain't got it in me no more. If this don't work out, I'm just going to be pimping these niggas out because I can't.
Whole season.
So it's to,
whole season.
To hotels, part 2, 3, and 4. But that's just, you know, worst case scenario.
Right. Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario. Thank you.
That's what you want. Fix it.
You want to draw too?
Yeah. I was just trying to figure something out in my head how I wanted to play it coming out after I draw the two. I wouldn't. I wouldn't change. What's the color?
Red.
Stop. I don't care.
I don't like your attitude.
Red.
I don't like your attitude. You was a whole bitch for that. I just want to let you know that. That was a bitch move
get
on your part.
You wild,
not calling him a bitch, but that was a bitch move.
Come,
like, why'd you do
this,
that? You
that.
Made me draw right, to then right, put it back
exactly.
to the color
four,
that I had.
You're not gonna do that.
I already won the series, so it's okay.
That's
this is right. just for
nah,
fun.
Right, I'm finna win though.
You yeah, okay?
Oh shit.
Yeah, finna will do what?
I know this is what you finna do this, so I'm finna put it on. I guarantee you. She picking up mad cards, y'all. So
and for no fucking reason.
That's it. Come
fucking
on,
green. Oh. Sorry.
You ready?
I can't stand you. I'm gonna get you a shirt to fucking skip on it. Like Skip no. Bayless. Oh, fuck you.
I'm out.
Where was that? Where was that energy in the last game? Where was that energy in the last game? I guess last question before you wrap up this episode.
All right.
I feel like I need to think of a good one. I'm about to say, check to see where he at, though. Yeah. He there?
Nah, let me see.
Oh.
I'm gonna text him right now. Go ahead, ask a question. I'm here.
What's the one thing you felt like you were missing that you feel like you gained now?
Understanding.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that I didn't have in my marriage. I don't think she quite understood the pressures and things that I had going on at the time. I can't put it all on her because I didn't really speak on it as I should have. But I think even if I did, she still wouldn't have got it. You know what I'm saying? And I think you understand, you get it.
Thank you.
But that also that also relieves the pressure from me because I'm able to talk to you about what I'm feeling and what I want to do and things like that. And you always encourage me or give me advice or say, why are you going to do that? Or whatever the case is. And it always reassures me that you're listening, you know, and I take your advice, you know, to heart. Like if you tell me like, no, I shouldn't do it, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's about it. What about you?
Probably the consistency. Better lack of, you know, previously. And it's not a shade to anyone that I've dealt with in the past. It's just, I think I probably didn't position myself well enough to either receive someone being consistent or when I wanted something consistent, I don't think the person was able to give me that. And I think finding someone, to find self, that I just like making him blush. I think finding someone that is willing to be consistent, like I don't have to ask. And I don't ask for, you know, I think, you know, I was telling, you know, somebody the other day, you know, you have to be able to know your partner's wants and needs. And I think that's important on top of being consistent. But I think for me, consistency has been probably the top thing that I appreciated in that. You know, I think it shouldn't be taken for granted because not everybody can either handle it or not everybody can give it, especially in the time that you need it. I think that I look back at it like I think if we would have met a year ago, probably wouldn't be in the space we're in right now. I don't think I was able to. And even when you met me, I really wasn't mentally in that space to even be in a situation because I just was like still trying to, you know, put the tombstone on my last relationship. And I think always, you know, not being emotionally available for someone to love me or to want to be with me, I think that was just my way to defend myself. But everything I would say with us just was so naturally inorganic where it was just like, well, I can't run from him. He won't allow me to. And I don't want to. And I think that to me was the biggest difference was like, I want to be here. I want to make it work. I want to put in the work. And I think in any other situation within the last year, I was just like on some chill shit. And even still, I feel like I'm still on some chill shit. Like people will legit remind me I'm in a relationship. I'll be like, oh shit, yeah, you're right.
Right.
And it's not even like it's because I want to talk to mad other niggas. Like I really don't even entertain or look at anybody else besides the person that's in across from me. But it's just like I don't have that pressure of like that stigmatism of like being in a relationship, you got to do X, Y, and Z. You have to be this way at a certain, like that's not our relationship. Right. So like for me, it's just like the other day I had a friend of mine, somebody I used to talk to a few years ago. And he hit me up and he's married and stuff like that, but he's always had issues in his marriage and stuff like that. And he like kind of like just confided in me real quick and wanted to ask me for advice. But he was just like, oh, do you mind if I send you a voice note? I don't want your man to feel away. And I was just like, that's not him. Like I would never be with somebody that can control me in my freedom of speech. Absolutely not. That's not happening. But I have a respect for the person I am with. To be like, if I felt like it was going to violate or felt like it was wrong, then I would stop the person myself and be like, listen, this ain't that type of ballpark game. But with him, it was just like hearing him out. I was just like, communication, we always stress. Like, if I don't talk to you, I talk to you every day. So I don't feel like there's a lack of. And then I feel like if there's something that's weird, or if I wasn't clear, we both are adults enough to be like, well, what did you say? What did you mean by this? Like, we ask those questions, even though there are probably certain other questions we probably should have asked. before.
And we always say that shit.
So
it's crazy, but it's been a good 4 months.
Yeah, it's
crazy when you say consistency. It's like I feel like I just do what I'm supposed to do.
See, but I never had
and I don't
that.
Yeah, I don't get like when you say that, it always boggles my mind. I'm just like, so niggas wasn't doing the simple shit that I do, because that shit that I do, I feel like is super simple. It's just like niggas don't do simple shit no more.
Niggas
like,
don't do shit. No shade to niggas that's listening, but
shade to them niggas.
Niggas has don't really. It's either that or I just probably wasn't in the position to receive that.
Yeah, because I remember that was something that you said. You always used to say that in the beginning was like, yo, it's hard for me to receive certain things.
Yeah, like.
And now you don't say that anymore. So it's like, no. That's a big change for you. Like, because I remember even before we made it official, it was always like, yo, it's really hard for me to receive a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so, and it's not in a materialistic way or in a sexual right. way. It's just in terms of I've never, you know, everybody's like, Your history and your trauma and your past, that plays a part in how you deal with somebody going forward. And the one thing I will always say that I'm thankful that I did was I was always honest and I always put everything on the table with you.
Absolutely.
Like I did it from the beginning. Because when me and Mikey started talking, I actually was talking to somebody else.
Right. And I give a fuck. I had no respect for
it. And it's not.
No shade to him, but I had no respect for it.
But for me, it was just like, listen, I don't want to mislead you. I don't want you to think any type of way, but this is what's going on. But I can say even going through that.
I used to clown her too. I'd be like, that's why you over there talking to somebody, so it don't even matter.
Yeah, you just rude.
But I didn't care because I was going to get what I wanted.
So. I definitely. How did you know what you wanted?
I knew at that point that just from conversation, because we talked every day.
Yeah.
Like we even... It was just on Messenger. Like, we talked every day. It was always
good morning. It took him legit probably 3.5 weeks to get my number.
Yeah, I was comfortable. I was comfortable where we were talking because I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know what we were doing. It wasn't, I didn't think it was serious enough for me to give you a number or give you my number or get your number if I wasn't sure we were going to talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't want another phone number in my phone. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, yo, we're cool here. And then when I got tired of it, I was just like, all right, enough is enough.
He did. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah. It was just like, nah, we all right. We're here. We like each other.
This
Dude
is what
ain't
it
here
is.
No more, so here I come.
I know.
Here I is. And then
present.
It was on and popping.
And that was it. But
it was on and popping.
Okay.
Any other questions before we wrap up?
You have a question? Anything?
What are we eating tonight?
So before we do go sign off, I'm not gonna hold y'all. Whenever this nigga gets into his deep, like, he pauses, I get nervous as fuck.
she think I'm going to ask her a wild crazy.
I think he's going to ask the wildest shit, I'm never...
I'm a super good actor, so.
And I feel like I'm never prepared. So when he just paused like that, I was just like, oh, boy, here we go. But what are we eating? I don't know. We're supposed to go Korean barbecue.
That sounds delicious.
So we're going to go eat.
I'm starving.
Yeah, famished.
Starving.
Famished. But
one thing we love is we love our food.
We love games, food, wrestling, and what else?
Each other.
So we're gonna end off with that. Oh, that was cute. You cute.
You see what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing.
That's why you co-host of the show. That's why I allow you to be on camera all the time. Well, once again, thank you for those that have listened to the latest episode of Game Night with Mike and Nelly. Once again, if you do want these sleek cards, they are on Amazon Prime. These were one of his Valentine's Day gifts. So
yeah. I collect Uno cards.
He mentioned them.
They were fire.
Which is why in the beginning we said he can't say things around me because they end up, it's like fairy godmother type shit. Like, it's right. Just like, oh, my baby wanted, he gonna have it. All right, whatever. Like, if I can get it for him, he gonna get it. And that's
she don't know. I'm about to get her something. So
he says, whatever. Anyway.
She said she needs something for school. I'm gonna go get it for
Thank
her.
You. Thank you guys. You're not going to get that. Thank you guys for joining and listening to our latest episode. Make sure to subscribe to the Jabba Tears Podcast Network, where you can not only watch Game Night with Mike and Nelly, but you can also watch, of course, the infamous Jabba Tears Podcast.
Infamous.
Also, you can watch Your Sports, with Shout Out Shadree and the team. You can watch the Mr. Black Show. You can watch that Song Talk. And of course,
Talk of Champions.
Make sure, shout outs to good old Stan and Shantee. So Talk of Champions. We got to get them on, actually.
Whoa. That's okay. Probably, that's going to be problematic.
We're going to get a bottle of Henny.
I'm with it.
We're going to get a bottle of Henny and invite them. I'm going to put that on my Facebook status ASAP. But make sure once again to follow or Instagram at the Jabba Tears Podcast, at underscore Heel Classic. Make sure to download and listen to Michael Bostic's new single, Bad. What inspired you to?
All right.
Okay. I just love that question. I can't wait to laugh, Johnson, because I'm going to answer that too.
Literally, the EP that I'm about to drop is A Love Story Chapter 2. And if you've listened to Chapter 1, which you should go listen to.
On Spotify and all streaming platforms.
Yes, on streaming platforms.
Cheap plug.
It basically chronicles my marriage. And Chapter 2 chronicles the new love. Oh.
We're going to leave it at that. You should have played the song today. That's
we
okay.
Can splice it in.
Okay. I'm going to let you handle that because I'm not technical. Everyone knows that. But until next time, be safe, be well.
Yep. Peace out, y'all.
Take care.